Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, no make that, 38 plus years now of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was inducted to the Martial Arts Hall of Fame last night, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing and MMA. But guess what? The average fan, you know a little bit more. And after last night's Devin Haney, Vasyl Lomachenko showdown at lightweight, maybe you have something you want to say about that decision. Straight up, the phone line is 1-800-878-7529. Listener line, once again, 1-800-878-7529. Well, the boxing world stunned. And, you know, boxing keeps doing this to itself. I'm talking about shooting itself in the head, not the foot, because these bad decisions are not good for boxing. They're just not. They may be good for the boxing establishment. I mean, the right guy wins in the minds of the boxing establishment, per se, like Oscar De La Hoya beating Pernell Whitaker years ago, things like that, I think 1998, somewhere around. Anyway, bottom line is, look, the boxing establishment rules. I think they did last night. Dave Moretti had some awful rounds. I mean, the Las Vegas judge, of course, I took him on in the 1990s, him and Dalby Shirley. I all but retired those two guys, I thought, at one point in time. But Moretti's kept rolling. He's like a Timex watch. He just keeps on ticking. But last night's score was atrocious, no doubt about that. We'll talk about that more today on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You want to text me here in the studio? You can. Text number 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
He is the man as far as money is concerned. Of course, talk about money, Floyd Mayweather. Not my favorite guy, but one time he said I was the best boxing writer in the entire world. And at the same press conference about 20 minutes later, he said, man, you don't know boxing. I said, 20 minutes ago, I was the greatest boxing writer in the world. Anyway, bottom line is Floyd Mayweather still doing his thing as far as exhibitions are concerned. Of course, I'm down on him boxing all. He's like 48, 49 years old. And it ain't the age with Mayweather. It's just the fact that he's getting over. I think he's just getting over. I think it's a con. It's a stone cold con. I mean, he should be fighting. If he was fighting tough women, he'd be getting beat. I mean, because he's fighting guys that can't fight. Couldn't lick a stamp. He wet his tongue. Bottom line is, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Straight up, last night, of course, the lightweight championship on the line. Vasily Lomachenko, of course, 17-2 coming in with 11 KOs left. 17-3. Devin the Dream Haney, 30-0 now, 15 KOs. Man, all I can say is this fight just sort of smelled to me. I felt that I could see the boxing establishment making a move last night before it was done. I mean, I didn't predict it. I didn't jump out and say, you know what? There's going to be some spit here, and spit with an H, and it didn't go, and it didn't actually. I mean, and then after about 8 or 9 rounds, I'm saying to myself, you know, this is really sort of going Lomachenko's way. I mean, I'm wondering if the judges are seeing that, and I'm looking online, CBS Sports, and all these other states. I mean, they got everybody. They got Lomachenko rolling down the stretch like a train. I mean, coming through town like a train. Okay, so he's winning. He's cleaning up the last half of the fight. Well, not on a couple of the scorecards of the judges as far as Dave Moretti is concerned. I mentioned him a little bit earlier, but I thought that, you know, at one point in time, Dalby Shirley was the worst judge in Las Vegas. They got rid of him, so I don't know how they – I remember one time he voted for Vito Artifermo over Marvin Hagler. He called that fight a draw. I forget which one it was. Either he voted for Vito in the first fight, the 15-round decision, which Hagler got screwed, or he called it a draw. One or the other. That was the only decision Dalby Shirley ever admitted to me that he made a mistake on. But he'd made not hundreds, but like dozens of mistakes in big-time fights. And Mark Ratner of the Athletic Commission there in Nevada, of course, now they're an official with the UFC, he told me, like, as long as the right guy won, shut the duck up. That's basically what he was telling me. I mean, as long as I don't throw dirt at my one judge if the right guy won. No. Bottom line is your judge needs to be called out on that, okay? Judges in my mind are very, well, I've met a lot of judges. I've been to 34 countries. I've seen boxing around the world in places that people don't even think about, okay? And the bottom line is, you know, judges are part of, an integral part of the sport. Judges, referees, the officials, the doctors, doctors being the most important, okay? But judges are have a responsibility, because I'll tell you why. There have been guys that have won fights, have won big-time fights, okay, and gotten screwed. And the emotional letdown of getting screwed, it has bothered them for the rest of their lives. Case in point, Jeff Fenwick, the Australian star, of course, he was, what, an Olympian? He won the title of 22, 26, and I think he was going for it at 130 pounds, and he fought Azuma Nelson, I think it was June of 88 down there in Las Vegas on one of the, it was either Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns undercard, Riddick Bowe, something like that. Anyway, that era. And when he beat Azuma Nelson over the distance of the fight, I mean, it was handily. I mean, put it this way, I was scratching my head saying to myself, well, Jeff was a buddy of mine at that point in time. I said, well, we're going out tonight and partying with the Aussie, right? Didn't go down that way. They called the fight a draw. It was the most, one of the most atrocious decisions I've ever seen in my entire life. And from that point forward, I remember being with Jeff Fenwick that night and, you know, kicking around Vegas doing a couple of things. He was depressed like you wouldn't believe. I mean, not like he was suicidal or anything like that, but he was really, really, really depressed. And he was never able to get back to that level again, physically and or mentally, because of that. And it's sort of like, how can I put this? When you get taken to the edge of the cliff of death, as far as fighting is concerned, either you're about to win or you're about to lose, or you get a gift of this and that. And sometimes you sit back and you think about it, you know, did I win that fight? Should I have won that fight? Should I continue boxing the whole nine yards? Well, last night you had two guys that gave their all, or at least one guy gave it all, and he deserved to win without a doubt. Of course, he's an old guy now and was 37 years old. I'm talking about Vasily Lomachenko, of course, a two-time world amateur champion. And at one point in time, the pound-for-pound king of boxing, of course, lost to Teofimo Lopez, but then Lopez folded like a cheap pup tent to George Kambosos. Not once, but, you know, yeah, well, he folded him to George Kambosos at once, and then, of course, Kambosos fought Haney twice down there in Australia. Of course, that was a scam. That was, you know what? That was a scam of all recent scams, as far as promotional scams and boxers screwing over the boxing world. The boxing establishment didn't get to call their shots that time. Of course, Kambosos said, if you want to fight me, come down here to Australia and fight me and then guarantee me a second fight. What kind of crap is that? But anyway, you knew that, I mean, you know, Haney should have beaten Kambosos. Was very one-dimensional. I mean, the bottom line is Kambosos was throwing punches. He was waving at Haney. I couldn't believe it. He was waving at him. I didn't know if he was like, I didn't know what time zone was this guy in. I mean, he's throwing a jab, and then a hook, and then a right hand, or combinations off that. And that sounds good, right? But not when you're 3 feet away from a guy that's taller than you. You can't do it that way. You've got to take the initiative. You got to take that double step behind a double jab, of course. And Kambosos didn't do that. Of course, I thought Kambosos was a hot shot after he beat Teofimo Lopez. I was wrong. Looks like Tio isn't much. Of course, Tio lost that last fight to the guy from Spain, and now he's hooked up, I think, to go in June the 9th, I believe, against Josh Taylor for a version of the WBO. I think it's the WBO Junior Welterweight title. Taylor's been stripped of all the other titles. Of course, he was supposed to fight Jack Catterall again. Of course, Jack Catterall, I think, is from Scotland, and Josh Taylor's from England, and he would have been an all-British battle, right? I mean, would have been made big money back there. But somehow, I think, I want to, listen, I mean, Jack Catterall's finally, I think, he finally said, you know what, I've had enough. There were too many cancellations and that. So I think he tried to call their bluff, and they called his bluff. And, of course, then Josh Taylor and his people went with Teofimo Lopez, which would be a big fight as far as the little gardens. They call it the Hulu Arena, the Hulu Garden, talk about the Felt Forum at Madison Square Garden, the small arena next door. Anyway, before we get to Lomachenko, we'll do that in our next segment, and we'll hear from Devin Haney as well. Of course, we'll hear the actual score go down. But the bottom line is, you know, he said, I don't want to talk about the decision. When he said it first, all the people saw what happened. Before, I thought he would be better. He's a tough fighter. Talking about Haney, he's a good fighter, but he's not a pound-for-pound fighter. I think I showed that I can still be in boxing. I'm in good shape now. As you can see, next time, right now, I want to go back home and support my country, of course, Ukraine, and support my Ukrainian Orthodox Church. Bottom line is, a lot of people were there last night. Of course, Shakur Stevenson saw the fight. Of course, the kid from Newark, New Jersey, now living in, like, Wyoming or something like that, because the ghetto, he knew better than to hang out in the ghetto. Smart kid. I mean, you got to give him some props, because he was involved with some street stuff down there in Florida. I mean, some bad street stuff about 4 or 5 years ago, and some girl got kicked when she was down. I think it was a girl. Somebody got kicked when they were on the ground. Anyway, Shakur Stevenson cleaned up his act, said, I was moving out of Newark, New Jersey. He moved out of Newark, New Jersey because of the fact that you're going to get killed, or as they say in the hood, kilt. You're going to get killed hanging around. Being a star, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. You can't be a star in the ghetto. I mean, you got that song, I Was a Star in the Ghetto. Not really, because when you're a star in the ghetto, things happen to you. That's why you got to get out of the ghetto. That's why people leave the ghetto. Listen, when you make your money, you got to leave the ghetto. Get the hell out of the ghetto. Anyway, bottom line is the world of boxing, of course, is a little off kilt because of this decision. No doubt about that. Shakur Stevenson said that Lomachenko should be the undisputed champ. He won that fight. He landed the cleaner punches and he pushed the pace. What more can I say? I mean, that sounds about right, without a doubt. He pushed the pace. He set the tone. He landed the better punches. What more do you have to do to win a fight? I remember, I'm not trying to brag or boast, but one time I was down there in Arizona, and I fought this guy from London, England, some international games, okay? And I whooped this guy. I beat him so bad, it was terrible. They should arrest. If we were gay, I would have been arrested for domestic violence. I beat him up so bad. I knocked him down two times. One time, the referee had to push me away from him. See, there was bad blood because these guys didn't weigh in. What do you mean they didn't weigh in? It was a World PAL Games, okay? And Police Athletic League Games. And I was a cop. Anyway, so they say, I'm here for the weigh-in. They go, oh, well, we already weighed in. I said, well, where's the guy at? Well, he already weighed in. What do you mean he already weighed in? He already weighed in. Oh, I want to see him on the scale. My team says we want to see him on the scale. We never saw him on the scale. Okay, some guy from London. Anyway, we get in the ring with him, and he's like, you know, a weight division, two weight divisions bigger. And we beat that ass. We beat that ass. Knocked him down in the second round, knocked him down in the first round. Third round, sort of coasted. I mean, after knocking a guy down in the first and the second round and owning him, you would think that, you know, you got the decision, right? No, it didn't go that way. They went the other way, a split decision. I've had a couple of the close calls when they've stopped. One time they stopped the fight. I mean, when I didn't know what happened, I knocked the other guy down, and then I got clipped with one shot, didn't go down, didn't buckle, nothing like that, and they stopped the fight. Of course, the referee, Ruben Santiago, I don't know if he's still alive or not, from Sacramento, California, I'll never forget that. I shoved him. Imagine that. The guy stops the fight, and I shoved the referee halfway across the ring because I knew what they were pulling. They were pulling the scam. Listen, amateur boxing, you talk about the dirtiness of professional boxing. Amateur boxing is even more dirty. I kid you not. It is more dirty. They steal stuff from you, and they steal it, you know, they don't have to steal it for money, but they're stealing it from you. It's just terrible. I mean, you go out there, you beat somebody down, you train 6 or 8 weeks, maybe 9 weeks, maybe you train all year long, okay? You get into a fight, you win the fight, you should be getting the elevator, the penthouse suite, right? Instead, you're getting the shaft. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's go to a break. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the impeccable one is running the board today. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. We come back, we'll hear from last night's participants.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ladies and gentlemen, here inside the MGM Grand Garden Arena after 12 rounds, it is now time for the Bud Light Celebration decision as we go to the judges' scorecards. Dave Moretti scores the bout 116-112. Tim Cheatham and David Sutherland both score the bout 115-113. All in favor of your winner by unanimous decision. And still undisputed lightweight champion of the world, Devin the Dream Haney!
Devin Haney is 30-0. He defends the undisputed lightweight championship by defeating Vasily Lomachenko in a classic. And you can see the expression on Lomachenko's face. And you can hear the reaction from the crowd. Dave Moretti had the widest margin. 116-112, 115-113 was two times. Bernardo.
Devin, very close fight from ringside. Devin, very close fight from ringside. How did it feel inside the ring to be in there with Vasily Lomachenko?
Say it again, I couldn't hear you.
Very close fight from ringside. What did it feel like to be in there against Vasily Lomachenko?
Man, Lomachenko is a future. He's a future Hall of Famer. It was a blessing. But first up, I want to say Alhamdulillah, thank you Allah for this victory tonight. I just want to thank Allah for this, because without Allah, none of this is possible. Like I said, I got to take my hat off to Loma. He's a future Hall of Famer. He's my toughest opponent by far. He's very crafty, and we put on a great fight for the fans.
What was it about Loma that gave you trouble, especially in those middle to late rounds?
Say it again.
What was it about Loma that gave you trouble in those middle to late rounds?
Oh, I mean, he's a crafty fighter. You know, he turns it up in the championship rounds, and he's I just got to take my hat off. He's a great fighter.
Everyone talked about the size. Everyone talked about the age. But at the end of the day, what mattered was getting to 30 wins. What do you take away from this victory?
Oh, man, it's all experience. You know, me and my team, we're going to go back to the house, watch the fight, and reflect on it. You know, I've been at 135 for a long, long time. This is my 30th fight. I've been here at 135 since I was 16 years old. So, you know, we're going to go back to the lab and figure out what's next.
We've been talking about this may be the last fight at 135. It seems like forever. What was it about tonight that makes you think this may be it?
Oh, man, you know, it's always been tough for me to make the weight. And, you know, I accomplished everything at 135. I just beat a future Hall of Famer. This is my eighth title defense. So we just got to see. But it's a lot of great fighters still in 135-pound division. So we'll see. If it makes sense, then we'll be at 135.
What fights make sense for you at 135?
We just got to see. We got to go back to the drawing board. We got fighters like Shakur. We got fighters like Gervonta. And the list goes on and on.
Tonight, you remain undisputed. What did this fight do for your career?
Oh, man, it put me in the history books forever. I just beat a future Hall of Famer. It means everything to me and my team. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you very much, Devin. We appreciate it.
Man, I got to tell you like this. I think he got a gift. I just have to. I looked at the rounds. I scored it again, and I came up 115, 113. I probably could have maybe went 116, 112, Lomachenko, but I went 115, 113. I was just being generous. CBS Sports had it 115, 113. That's 7-5 rounds. 115, 113 is 7-5 rounds. Dave Moretti, the judge of he's on the hot spot right now. He scored the fight 8-4 in rounds for Devin Haney. And get this, he scored the 10th round. Lomachenko beat on Haney in that 10th round. It was his best round of the fight without a doubt. And yet, Dave Moretti scored it for Devin Haney. I mean, so in other words, what did Vasyl Lomachenko have to do to win this fight? What did he have to do? Evidently, they weren't going to let him win the fight. Dave Moretti wasn't going to let him win the fight. I mean, it was in Dave Moretti's mind. Listen, I'm not trying to say judges are crooked, and I'm not trying to say judges are incompetent, but it's either one or the other. It's either one or the other. Either a guy's crooked or he's incompetent. Which is it? And if he's been doing something for 30 or 35 years now, you would think he would have some type of acumen at this point in time, some type of skill level. So you can't have these atrocious decisions. I mean, you can't have him being off that much. I mean, Dave Moretti was off, way off last night. I don't care what you say. He was what? Why 115, 113? He was off a lot. I mean, he just was. Compared to my score, he was off 7 points. I mean, think about that. He had the wrong guy win it, 8-4. What kind of crap is that? Anyway, bottom line is Moretti won't be scolded. He won't be reprimanded. He won't be vilified by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. They'll just get him another gig. They will. They'll just get him another gig. I mean, listen, there's no shame in Nevada. There's none. I mentioned a little bit earlier when I was all over Dalby Shirley, of course, back in the day, and then Dalby Shirley was like judging Eric Morales fights. I was scratching my head with one fight he had with Eric Morales, and he had the wrong guy, went in, this kind of stuff. But Dalby was terrible. Dave Moretti, he's not terrible, but he's just not any good. I've never had a real whole lot of confidence in him, and I always had the impression that he was, to me, in my opinion, being around the guy, he was slimy. That's just the way I felt. I always felt he was a slimy guy. And this is my personal opinion. I can say that, okay? And I've been around him a lot, many, many years, many events. And this, I always felt that he was a slimy guy. I just did. In other words, I didn't like the reasons he came up with when he had bad scores. When he had bad scores, either take my score and leave it. I mean, that's basically what it was. And a lot of times he was wrong. And last night, he was way wrong. I mean, I had it 6 points. 6 points the other way. I had it 115, 113, Lomachenko, and he had it 116, 112, Haney. That's 6 points. We're 6 points off. He was 6 points off. And listen, I went back and looked at it again because I said to myself, you know, well, maybe you didn't have it right the first time. And I went back, and I usually don't double score fights, but this fight was close. So I said to myself, you know, I need to go back. I need to look at this one more time. So I looked at it again in my hotel room down there in L.A. I was in L.A. for the night. The Martial Arts Hall of Fame, of course, they inducted me to the class of 2023. I thought that was pretty cool. But anyway, so I watched the fight again, like in the middle of the night. And I just couldn't see that. I couldn't see Haney winning. I just couldn't. And in that 10th round, I'm going to go back to that 10th round. I mean, this was Lomachenko's shining moment. I mean, this was his shining moment. This was his crescendo of sorts, okay? And then somebody said to me, I'm looking at these scorecards here, had Lomachenko won the 12th round, the fight would have been a draw on two of the scorecards. Anyway, Vasily Lomachenko's manager says his fighter was, quote, robbed, end quote. Really? Anyway, he and his fan, he says he was. Eric Aegis Kilmes says he intends to file a protest from Nevada State Athletic Commission. Good luck with that one. I mean, good luck with that one. They don't give a duck. They don't care. Don't you understand? And here's what's up. They don't care because they're making money off the USC. They're making big time money off the USC Nevada, okay? So they don't really care. Of course, USC is damaging guys without a doubt. I told you about that. There's a three times greater rate of suffering. Here, I'm gonna try this: chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Got it. Anyway, CTE. There's a three times greater chance of having CTE, which is chronic brain damage, from MMA than there is boxing. NFL, twice as much. I kid you not. So boxing, I'm not trying to say boxing is safe, but compared to the NFL, and that was funny because I met a lot of NFL guys. By the way, we'll talk about Jim Brown a little bit later. But Jim Brown, number 32 pass, of course, the greatest runner of all time. But I've got to put this. some football players were around. Some guys were with the 49ers. I want to mention they were backfield guys, so I won't mention their actual names, but it wasn't Ronnie Lott. Ronnie Lott was the hardest hitter of all time. So I don't know what kind of condition Ronnie Lott is in. Okay. But the other guys in that backfield, the defensive backfield, of course, they had won Super Bowls and kind of stuff. They're like rummy. I mean, you talk about being punch drunk. I remember when I did that fight with Mark Gastineau. I was doing Mark Gastineau's we were pushing Mark Gastineau. The promoter was Lou Falcino, and I was his one of his TV guys. And we were pushing the former NFL great, of course, the Sack Exchange, New York Jets guy, Mark Gastineau. We were pushing him along as trying to get him into a fight with George Foreman, I think, who then was a heavyweight champion. And, anyway, bottom line is he couldn't lick a stamp. He couldn't fight. Mark couldn't fight. But what really blew my mind about Mark was I was interviewing him backstage at the Reno Convention Center on the Boom Boom Mancini-Greg Hogan fight. Of course, that was Mancini's retirement fight. I was interviewing him backstage after a fight, and I'm talking to him, and I can't get his attention. I mean, I can't get his attention. I had to step on his foot. I didn't know what to do. I said, Mark. Didn't get his attention. Boom, I stepped on his foot. That's how I got his attention. So the guy was a little punchy back then, and I was saying to myself, wow, I never saw guys like this. And, of course, it was reminiscent of being people being punchy in boxing. But it wasn't boxing. It was football. Well, guess what? If you're hitting steel to steel, going at 15, 20 miles an hour, some of you guys are running that fast, going at each other, 250 pounds versus 250 pounds, something's got to give. Much like the UFC, and, of course, that ground contact, man. I mean, I keep trying to say that. If you get hit when you're on the ground, what takes the impact? Your skull, nothing else. There's no giveaway. There's no leeway. Bottom line is that should be banned. We'll talk about boxing more after the break. Straight up, we're not going to go too deep into Dana White this week because, of course, Dana's not my favorite guy. This is Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Vasily, you hear the crowd, the respect they have for the effort. What are your thoughts on tonight's result?
Thank you. First of all, I wanted to say thank you, my God, Jesus Christ. Second one, I wanted to say thank you, big thank you, my team, father, manager, Andre, Cartman, my family, my friends, and you guys, you are coming and support us. Thank you very much.
Did you feel like you deserve to be undisputed champion tonight?
I don't want to talk about this. All people see what happened today.
We talked about the size. We talked about the age. What was it about tonight that made you look the way you did? What fueled your fire?
Look, I think I show I can be in the boxing. Now I'm in a good shape. And see you next time.
Do you feel that your dream of being undisputed was stolen from you last night?
Look, I can't talk about this right now, you know. It's just, it's not a comfortable moment for me. And thank you for all people who come.
How good is Devin Haney? You've been in against the best. How good is Devin Haney?
Everything was in the rules. Everything was good. It was clean.
But in terms of his skill, his jab, his length, what did you think of Devin Haney, the boxer, tonight?
Look, before I think he will be better, but right now he's a top fighter, he's a good fighter, but he's not pound-for-pound fighter.
And finally, the future for you, 135 where you are smaller or 130, what is next for you because you are one of the dominant 130-pounders ever?
Right now, I wanted to come back home, support my country, support my Ukrainian Orthodox Church.
Thank you very much, Vasily Lomachenko.
Well, he was pretty cool. I mean, when you get robbed like that, you just don't know what you're thinking. It's sort of like the best comparison I can make to this is like if you were playing blackjack, right? And you get 21, which is a king and an ace, a blackjack, right? You can't get beat, right? I mean, this is the unbeatable hand in the game of blackjack, without a doubt, right? No. Some guy with 17 beat you. Say what? Yeah, the guy was 17. That ain't right. Of course it ain't right. Same thing in the world of boxing. Last night, of course, that was a terrible decision, without a doubt, of course. And the Nevada State Athletic Commission, as I said earlier, they don't give a duck about boxing to that point because they can work Dana White. Dana White's got them wrapped around his finger, and that's just the way it is. He's been calling the shots in Nevada for a long time now as far as the Athletic Commission is concerned. At one point in time, the co-owner of the UFC, Lorenzo Fertitta, was a member of the State Athletic Commission. So, I mean, he's got some connections without a doubt. So let's take the action across the pond. Of course, we go to Ireland, of course, the world lightweight champion. She's a good fighter, but I thought she lost to Amanda Serrano, 22-1. I'm talking about Katie Taylor, 22-1, can't punch too much, 6 KOs. Lost a pretty clear decision in my mind is Chantel Cameron. Chantel Cameron is a 140-pounder. I think Katie Taylor is a small 135-pounder. So size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. Therefore, Katie Taylor wasn't in the fight much at all. I mean, she might have had one or two decent rounds, but for the most part, she got beat down. It's just the way it was. The bigger girl was too strong for her. She pressed the action. She constantly pushed Taylor back, and yet one judge had it even. Who are these judges in the UK we just had it in the United States, what am I saying? But I mean, think about this. In the UK and Ireland especially, man, there's always one judge. that goes against the grain and is going to go long, go against the grain like unbelievably. It just is. Anyway, bottom line is that was a bad move last night. I'm not trying to say that this was a robbery, that 95-95 score was a robbery because the other scores had a 96-94. But it shouldn't have been 96-94. It was more like 98-92. They were trying to give the young girl at home, we'll talk about Katie Taylor, trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. Now, listen, she got the benefit of a doubt. No, she got a gift with Amanda Serrano. Of course, the aforementioned Serrano was going to fight her, but she had to pull out regarding an injury or something like that. But the bottom line is Serrano is 126 pounds. She's a small little girl. Katie Taylor is not a big lightweight, as I mentioned previously. It's therefore, when they fought, Amanda Taylor boxed her ears. I mean, it was sort of like, it was like Ray Leonard against some slow guy, some slow slouch. I kid you not. It was like a club fighter against a real good fighter. And at the end of the fight, when they said that Katie Taylor won, I said to myself, man, no, she didn't win. Anyway, Katie Taylor now 22-1, 6 KOs, of course, the world champion, 140 pounds now, Chantel Cameron, 18 and zip, 8 KOs. I guess this opens the door for Taylor to go back to 135 pounds and defend against Amanda Serrano. Of course, Amanda Serrano, I think, you know, Amanda's got a lot of miles on her. I mean, I look at her and talk about CTE and things like that. She may be a candidate for female CTE. I kid you not. When you box that long, and that's what it is, it's the length. Last night I was talking with kickboxing. He was I think he was undefeated in kickboxing and undefeated in professional boxing, Cash McCallum. I talked to him. I said, hey, Cash, what's up, man? I said, why did you quit? He's got a good-looking a model type of body, pretty face, the whole nine yards. I said, why did you quit? He goes, I saw it coming. I said, what do you mean you saw what coming? A losing? No. I saw CTE. I saw brain damage coming. I said, what do you mean? He goes, things weren't right. And I knew when they weren't right, it was time to get out. So I got out right then and there. At that point in time, people say to me, you know, you could have went a lot further. You could have made a lot of money. Listen, if it was all about the money, maybe I would have went for it. But it wasn't about the money. It's about my health. Not too many guys take that into consideration. I mean, most of the times you get guys fighting for money. They're professional fighters. And they don't know how to do anything else. Case in point, Nick Diaz, the Diaz brothers from Stockton, California. I think Nate Diaz is going to fight Jake Paul or something like that down there in Texas. Evidently, they have a marijuana law in Texas. It's prohibited. It's illegal. Not even medical marijuana is legal in Texas. What kind of crap is that? That's why, you know, what crap is that people are moving to Texas, but evidently they don't smoke weed. No, I'm from California. They're not weed smokers, because if they were, they wouldn't be going to Texas. It'd be the last place you want to go. Anyway, bottom line is Nate Diaz is going to fight Jake Paul down there in Dallas, Texas, and I think they're going to do this on some type of pay-per-view thing. Of course, Jake Paul got his bubble burst by Tyson Fury's brother, and that was sad, because they should have kept the circus going. Ooh, am I calling Jake Paul a circus? To an extent, because, you know, I mean, he could fight. He wasn't going to be the cruiserweight champion of the world. He was going to be like Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay or Evander Holyfield. He wasn't going to be that type of fighter. But I think he has the abilities to improve. And if you put him in against a bunch of guys that are inferior, maybe he can refine his skills and hone his skills enough to be a good fighter. Okay, I'm not trying to say he isn't a good fighter. I'm just trying to say he ain't no great fighter. I'm talking with Jake Paul. Anyway, so Jake Paul is not going to take on Nate Diaz. And Nate Diaz was told that, you know, marijuana is not cool in Texas. You seen the look on his face? Say what? Yeah, good luck on that one. If they drug test Nate Diaz in Texas, I'm willing to put my life on it that THC comes up in his bloodstream. I kid you not. I remember, but then again, Texas. Let me tell you about Texas and physical exams and drug tests after fights. When Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fought there, the son of the iconic Mexican icon, of course, the greatest Mexican fighter of all time, JC Chavez. When his son fought there, his namesake fought there in Texas, they didn't take a drug test after a fight. This guy that had drug problems. And guess why they didn't take a drug test? They couldn't find a cup. I swear to God, I kid you not, they didn't have a cup. That was the athletic. When Dick Cole, may he rest in peace, but when Dick Cole said to me, we didn't have a cup, he said it on the phone. But if I was standing next to him, he would have been winking at me. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it was. I mean, this was, come on, man. You didn't have a cup? Anyway, we'll see if Nate Diaz gets drug tested going into that fight or after that fight or whatever. But the bottom line is, I want the Jake Paul show to remain on the tracks. I do, because the aforementioned Amanda Serrano, she made $25,000. The most she ever made in her life was $25,000. Okay? Then she fought on a Jake Paul card. She got $250,000. After that, she fought Katie Taylor, and she made almost $1 million. Okay, so you got to give it to Jake Paul. Jake Paul spreads the money around. In fact, I think at one point in time, Jake Paul gave $1 million to the undercard of one of his cards. So if you start splitting up $1 million on the undercard, say there's 12 fighters on the undercard, split up $1 million, it's almost 100 grand each, right? Not the greatest fighter in the world, but I think he's good for boxing. I seriously think he's good for boxing. Now, last week, wow. I mean, of course, we had the turd last night of the bad decision there in Las Vegas. Of course, Vasily Lomachenko getting shafted. Instead of getting the penthouse apartment, he got the shaft instead. But the bottom line is, how about last week in Las Vegas as well? Talk about some corrupt or inept officiating. I'm talking about the referee, Tony Weeks. And listen, I don't want to get sued by these guys. I mean, you know, because I don't want to get sued by these guys. But, you know, but something really, I mean, that stunk. Like, you ever seen a piece of fish when you throw it on the sidewalk? And instead, you keep it. Imagine a piece of fish, throwing a piece of fish on the sidewalk in the sun. Like after an hour, what's going to be? Sun-dried cod? Yeah. Bottom line is, that's the way Tony Weeks' stoppage last week of the Raleigh Romero, of course, Ismael Barroso fight went down. I mean, Barroso's like 45 years old, 54 years old, 65 years old. Nobody knows how old this dude is. I think he's from Venezuela, but he's old. I mean, he's real old. He looks like he's a couple years away from Social Security. Anyway, he's 24-4-2 now, 22 KOs. He lost a bout for the vacant WBA lightweight title, 135 pounds, at the Cosmopolitan last week. Of course, they say he's 40 years old, as I said. But he dropped Raleigh Romero in round number 3. He dropped him, and Raleigh, of course, got up, and he got a little bit aggressive after that. But when they stopped the fight, it was like, whoa, I wonder what was going on. Romero dropped Rosa in round 9. Okay, and it seemed like more of a push to me. It really did. It seemed like more of a push. But it looked like Tony Weeks was looking for a way to get out of this. In other words, you know, let me tell you, the boxing establishment strikes again. Because with some of these judges or referees, I think the preconceived notion that this is going to happen, that they can't believe their minds that things are going the other way. They can't believe their minds things are going the other way. And their favoritism or their bias or whatever it is takes hold or takes root. Because I'm telling you, man, that was a bad, bad stoppage. Barroso was ahead on all three cards, 76-75, 77-74, and 78-73. He was kicking Raleigh Romero's butt. He was beating Raleigh Romero like he owned him. 15-1, 13 kills. Yeah, he got rocked a little bit in that round before Weeks jumped in to stop the fight. But when he stopped the fight, it was me. I have to go back to, I think, 1983. Maybe my mind's slipping me a little bit here as far as dates are concerned. But I'm talking about Mike Weaver and Michael Doakes fighting for the WBA heavyweight title in Las Vegas. The referee was Joey Curtis, former sponsor of the show back in the day. Of course, he never paid me, stiffed me on some money. He was a bad dude. I thought he was a stone cold crick. But he ran a construction company in Vegas that sponsored Ring Talk when we were doing Vegas. And we were doing Vegas like in the 80s and the 90s. I kid you not. So anyway, Joey Curtis was a referee that has seedy connections in my mind, very seedy connections. Okay, so anyway, he stops his fight with Michael Doakes and Michael Weaver. Michael Weaver's up against the ropes. Michael Weaver is the slowest starter in boxing. Everybody knows that. Okay, he's a slow starter and he gets rocking and rolling. Sometimes he takes a licking early on and he comes back and gets you. Okay, but that's Mike Weaver. He is a slow starter. So Michael Doakes jumps out, dynamite Michael Doakes, a very fast cruiserweight type of sized heavyweight. He's throwing these nice bop, 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 and Joey Curtis jumps in and stops the fight. I mean, it was like no rhyme or reason, just like with Tony Weeks, no rhyme or reason. What the duck was he doing? I mean, come on, man. But anyway, I have to go back that far, 1983, I think, to see a more atrocious stoppage. So Las Vegas has done this 2 weeks in a row. They had the Raleigh Romero fight last week, which stunk up the internet. I mean, everybody's like buzzed on that one, right? And then last night, Devin Haney getting a gift decision over Vasily Lomachenko. Let me tell you, Vox, it's just not cool. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you 2 hours a day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Pacific time. Of course, that's 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern time, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217. And of course, we are not doing our Twitch broadcast today because of the fact that I couldn't get into the studio. I'll talk about that after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
Macho time. He was missing last night. Martial Arts Hall of Fame down there in Long Beach, California. Camacho used to show up to all the events because Shelley Williams, of course, was his godmother, and she is the first lady of boxing. So she was there last night, and Camacho would have been there. Of course, Hector Camacho gunned down. Actually, sitting down when he was shot. Of course, they were doing cocaine in the car. Probably not a good idea. You know what I mean? Doing coke in a car in the public in Puerto Rico. And then, you know, the drug dealer, they come to rob the drug dealer. They shoot you. Actually, they went to shoot Camacho. They try to use the robbery as a ruse to get around a murder beat. Bottom line is, I think Camacho was getting coke and not paying guys. In other words, you know, I remember Huey Newton was with the Black Panthers. He started the Black Panthers with Bobby Seale back in the 1960s. The Black Panthers were a black revolutionary group here in the United States. Anyway, he died in Oakland, California, I guess about 15 or 20 years ago after his heyday as the leader of the Black Panthers. Somebody shot him to death because he walked up to a crack dealer in Oakland and grabbed some crack out of his hand at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Give me the crack. I'm Huey Newton. Bang. I'll give you a bullet. I shot him. Anyway, not a good thing. Crack cocaine, without a doubt. But last night, of course, when you look at the back to the main picture, the big picture, of course, I'm talking about Vasily Lomachenko getting shafted, which he did. You know, it happens. I understand that. But when it happens 2 weeks in a row and things happen 2 weeks, two catastrophic events, these are catastrophic in the world of boxing. Boxing needs its best foot forward. That's why Tyson Fury should be fighting people. And he's not. I mean, he's a world heavyweight champion. Last time, I mean, if he stepped up and wanted to fight Bailey or myself, it would be it would be at least he would be active and he's stepping up and fighting somebody. He hasn't been fighting anybody. I mean, the best guy he's fought, I think, since beating Vladimir Klitschko was when he fought Deontay Wilder, not once, twice, but thrice. Of course, he beat Wilder 2 of the 3 times. One fight was a draw. The first fight was a draw, but he beat Wilder. But outside of that, he's beaten nobody. I'm really down on Tyson Fury. Here was a guy that has the personality, the charisma, the charm, and he can fight. Plus, he's 6'9". Of course, he doesn't have the body of a boxer. Guy's built like more like a washwoman or something like that. He's got a bigger butt than he does his shoulders. His butt's wider than his shoulders, but he is a world heavyweight champ. Anyway, bottom line is we're running up on the news here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network news. So after the break, we'll talk more boxing on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, another hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio 217, and of course, a plethora of other internet platforms. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the one, the only.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden's back is against the wall, so says the Republican chair of the House Budget Committee. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Representative Jody Arrington said it's time for Biden to step up and do the right thing.
We have one proposal that has passed the House. Nobody else has put a proposal on the table, so he needs to respond to that proposal.
Arrington has criticized the president for waiting so long to engage in talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Biden and McCarthy are set to meet again tomorrow. Three people are dead and two others injured after a shooting at a Kansas City nightclub. According to police, gunfire erupted early this morning at the Climax Lounge in Kansas City. Two of the victims were found dead at the scene. A third died at the hospital. Police have no motive for the shooting at this time. The U.S. is sending more help to Ukraine and putting additional sanctions on Russia.
President Biden unveiled a new $375 million military aid package during his meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the weekend G7 summit in Japan. It includes ammunition, artillery, and military vehicles. American-made F-16 fighter jets are headed to Ukraine in the coming months as well. Biden said he does not think it will escalate the war with Russia.
I have a flat assurance from Zelensky that they will not use it to go on and move into Russian geographic territory.
He reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine and announced new sanctions on Russia that he said would keep pressure on Putin and his backers. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Minnesota is set to become the 23rd state to legalize recreational use of marijuana. Minnesota State Senate gave final approval Saturday. The bill now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk, who's already said he'll sign it. And the Powerball jackpot continues to grow. No one matched all six numbers in last night's drawing, so Monday's will be worth $179 million. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden sees a future where the relationship between the U.S. and China will get a little warmer. At the G7 summit in Japan, Biden said the U.S. is working to make a stronger relationship with China less risky.
That means taking steps to diversify our supply chains, and we're not dependent on any one country for necessary products.
He also said the U.S. would never sell any sensitive technology to China, regardless of the relationship between the two countries. We're about to enter week three of the writer's strike, which has brought TV and film production to a halt. Members of the Writers Guild of America walked off the job after their contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired on May 2nd. Key issues are job security and better pay for screenwriters. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis wants to dismiss the judge in Disney's lawsuit against him.
Disney initially sued DeSantis in April after months of back and forth about the governor's Don't Say Gay bill and his attempt to increase influence over the company. DeSantis filed a court motion Friday asking that Chief Judge Mark Walker be disqualified from the case. DeSantis claims Walker has prejudged the situation and should be replaced to prevent even the appearance of impropriety. Reports say DeSantis is preparing to launch a bid for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination this coming week. I'm Scott Carr.
The Denver Nuggets have taken a 3-0 lead over the L.A. Lakers in the NBA Western Conference Finals. Nuggets beat the Lakers 119-108 in Game 3. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Papito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the Sport Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Austin imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I've won some awards for my writing. Last night, they put me in the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. I thought that was sort of cool, so we're celebrating 20%. Of course, I spent the night in L.A. I fell in love in L.A. Love at first sight. I fell in love in L.A., man. I kid you not. I am in love with a Tesla. I rented a Tesla, and I've never driven a finer car in my entire life. I hate Elon Musk. When I saw him at the Dave Chappelle show a couple months ago, I booed him. I was part of that crowd that was booing him, okay? But the bottom line is he has the best car I've ever driven. I mean, it's not even close. It's not even – I've driven cars all over the world, cars with steering wheels on the right-hand side, all that kind of good stuff. But this is the best car I've ever driven in my life, and I've never seen a car go so fast. I kid you not. You go from like 0 to 90 in like a few seconds. I kid you not. It was mind-boggling. It was absolutely mind-boggling. So I went to L.A. I fell in love with a Tesla. Of course, most guys go to L.A. fall in love with hookers. I don't play that kind of game. But the bottom line is I fell in love with a Tesla. It was pretty cool. Of course, a nice trip to L.A. We'll talk about that and more after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You want to join me on the listener line? You can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to text me here in the studio? The text line number, 415-275-1613. Once again, the text line, the Ring Talk studio text line. 415-275-1613. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide from the Sports Byline Studios.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug. Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
The soulful sounds and the mighty Tower of Power. That is the Soul Side of Town. That was the title of one of their recent They don't call them records anymore because I guess they aren't records. They aren't even CDs anymore. They're like digital drops. Bailey and his crew, this new generation, are doing digital drops. I don't know how to buy an album on digital drops. I mean, I don't know how to buy an album, go to a record store. Bottom line is there's a couple record stores here in the city by the bay that there aren't too many. Of course, last night I was in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, driving around in my Tesla at 2 o'clock in the morning doing coke. Yes, I admit I was doing coke, and it was Mexican coke, not Colombian coke, Mexican coke, and I did 12 ounces of it. I was drinking it, not snorting it. Of course, a Mexican Coca-Cola. The reason why I mention this is because I went on a bit of a non-sugar diet there for a couple of weeks. Of course, I got my glucose level down to 83. 83. 100 is a borderline. You go over 100, you're a borderline diabetic. But I got it 17 points below that because I tried. I went out there, ate the right stuff, stayed away from sodas. I'm a soda freak, man. That's why I said last night I was doing coke in L.A. I was doing coke in L.A. 12 ounces of Mexican cocaine, not Mexican cocaine, Mexican Coca-Cola, not the American Coca-Cola, because the American Coca-Cola, of course, has the high fructose corn syrup in it, which I think is poison. I think that's a fast track to Alzheimer's. I just do. I think the sugar is a fast track to Alzheimer's, but like high fructose corn syrup is like sugar on steroids, in my opinion. Anyway, according to a nutritionist, that's what she said as well. Anyway, back to Chantel Cameron, of course, the world junior welterweight champion who defeated Katie Taylor last night in Ireland. Of course, she said she was, quote, petrified about not getting the fight, not getting the decision. She knew that she won. I can't believe that Raul Caiz Jr., the judge and referee from L.A., of course, I knew his father well, traveled around the world with both of them. But I can't believe he had that fight even 95-95. Talk about being the establishment guy, the hometown guy. Anyway, looks like Chantel Cameron's going to have to fight Katie Taylor again because, according to Barry Hearn, the promoter extraordinaire of DAZN, the guy that's lost like $3 or $4 billion, not million, billion dollars. He's a successful guy losing billions of dollars. Anyway, he says that Katie Taylor, now 22-1, is going to mandate an immediate rematch sometime in the fall with Chantel Cameron. You know why? Because she knows if she goes back to 135 and fights the 126-pound Amanda Serrano, she gets looked like a stamp. It's just the way it goes down. Anyway, back to the Hall of Fame last night. Annie Nance was there, of course, the once-beaten former California junior welterweight champion. He and I have had our differences over the years. We had our differences in the ring as far as sparring was concerned. I remember his trainer, Vic Grupico, he got hurt in boxing, so he talked like this. Yeah, I talked like this because he got his voice box punched in boxing. I guess, you know, he has left exposed his throat, but he was a tough dude, Vic Grupico, without a doubt. So when I used to go southpaw on Andy Nance, he would say, "You son of a bitch, you going southpaw, you son of a bitch." I mean, that's what he would say. So I would lick Andy from a southpaw stance. Andy was ranked by Ring Magazine as well, but I couldn't touch him orthodox. If I fought regular with the left hand forward, he beat the snot out of me. He just was. So what am I going to do? Am I going to spar this guy the right way or the wrong way? The right way. I'm going to spar him left-handed for the most part. And when he gets it close, I just grab him. That's what he did with Andy. Anyway, his trainers didn't like it. And what chuckles about this is Andy Nance was inducted last night as well. We're both inducted in 2023 United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. But Andy, how can I put this? Andy fought Eddie Nuno. Eddie Nuno was a left-hander. I think he fought off in Lake Tahoe or Reno, and he lost the decision to Eddie Nuno. Eddie Nuno was like not in Andy's league, but he was left-handed. And Andy is such he was so trained in fighting a right-handed fighter that he couldn't figure out fighting left-handed. Of course, he was like 22-1, was supposed to fight Terry Marsh for the IBF Junior Welterweight Championship, and he pulled out. He retired, said he had some type of injuries, of course, and Terry Marsh, he retired. He never fought either. Of course, Terry Marsh was a defending champion at that point in time, and Terry Marsh is a guy that shot promoter Frank Warren in the chest with a gun. He was wearing a mask, but it was Terry Marsh. I mean, there was no doubt in my mind. Terry, I'm not kidding either. I mean, Terry Marsh shot Frank Warren, screwed the kid over as far as money was concerned. At least he felt that Frank Warren screwed him over. Okay, and his career was over. So he shot Frank Warren, tried to kill him, shot him. Not too many people get shot in the UK. Guns in the UK are not as prolific as they are here in the United States. God knows we got more guns in this country than we need. But over there, guns are gunshots, and people getting shot by guns is very rare, okay? So when he pulled that off and he ran away, everybody sort of, you know, they figured it might have been Terry Marsh, because the guy was sort of built like Terry Marsh, but he was wearing a mask, okay, and some heavy clothing. But I say to myself, let me ask Terry Marsh. So I see Terry, I think it was over in the UK for the Hamed Johnny Bungu fight around 2004. Of course, that was the night that Princess Himamed came into the ring on HBO. Of course, you watch it when he came out on Magic Carpet. It was pretty cool, man. That was a good night. That was a fantastic night. In fact, you know, somebody asked me the other day, what do I think of Hamed as a fighter? Of course, I thought he was a great draw. I thought he was a flash fighter. In other words, he's a flash fighter. Once somebody figured him out, that was it. Marco Antonio Barrera figured him out. And of course, he got licked like a stamp, got his ass beat in that fight. Of course, it was a 12-round fight at the MGM Grand, but he licked like a stamp. And of course, then he came back, had one more fight, and then he won that fight, but he got dropped in that fight. And that fight, that bad decision, that sort of stunk as well, much like last night's Dave Moretti scorecard, 116-112, 8-4 for Devin Haney. You got to be kidding me. As I told you, 7-5 the other way. That means Dave Moretti was off 6 points on me. I got no dog in this fight. I mean, I don't. I'm judging this fight. I open the fight. You know, put my little scorecard down there. I put the X's and the O's and that kind of good stuff. And 10-9, 10-9, or 10-8, 10-8. Bottom line is, I thought Vasyl Lomachenko won, not easily, but he won clearly. It was a clear, decisive win for the man from Ukraine. It just was, okay? And for him to get screwed like that, I mean, holy cow. Right now, you know, the boxing establishment, I guess it was like 98. Maybe I might have brought this up before, but Pernell Whitaker had a cocaine problem, and he was defending the WBC welterweight championship and the linear welterweight title, again, I believe, against Oscar De La Hoya. So De La Hoya was the golden boy of boxing, right? Well, De La Hoya gets knocked down. De La Hoya gets owned in this fight for Pernell Whitaker. Pernell owns him, okay? Owns him. At the end of 12 rounds, they gave it to Oscar. They just did. The boxing establishment, when Bert Cooper, the crackhead, had Evander Holyfield on Queer Street. No, I'm not talking about 18th and Castro in San Francisco. I'm talking about the real Queer Street. When you had him rocking and rolling there, I think that was at the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia. Mills Lane gave Evander Holyfield the benefit of the doubt. Why? Maybe because Bert Cooper was a crackhead. They didn't want the heavyweight championship ending up in the hands of a crackhead. I kid you not. That's the way things are done. Speaking of crack and Bert Cooper, I was over in China in 1993, and we were in Beijing, China. And me being a former policeman, I was sort of hip to the smell of crack cocaine. Of course, I was a cop and narc in the San Francisco. The bad parts of San Francisco. I was a cop in the 80s. Okay, that's when crack came into a play. So I knew what crack smelled like, right? So anyway, I'm walking around this hotel. This, I think, was called the Century Hotel in Beijing, China. I'm on this one floor. I smell crack cocaine. I'm saying to myself, you know, that smells like the hood. That smells like the hood, like you know, Third Street, Palu, San Francisco, where all the cracks being sold on the street back then, right? That's what it smelled like. So I said to myself, you got to be out of your mind, Pete, man. You really got a vivid imagination and a hell of a nose. You're smelling crack cocaine 3,000, maybe 5,000 miles from home. You know anybody with crack cocaine or cocaine in general is like going to get killed. If you get caught in China, it's a death penalty. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. They don't have a trial about it, okay? They just kill you, okay? And yet I smelled crack cocaine twice on the floor of my hotel. I said to myself, it smells like crack. And then, you know, next day, that smells like crack. Well, it was crack. It was Rick Parker, the late Rick Parker. Of course, he was a promoter, was killed by one of his fighters because he screwed one of his fighters over. But it was him and Bert Cooper were smoking crack and coke and doing cocaine in Beijing, China. And like I figured this out. I figured this out later. It was him. Get this. I'm in this disco downstairs. Arnie Tokyo Rosenthal. I think he's singing and doing something with the band. So we're having a good time, right? And, you know, got girls there, the whole nine yards. And then Rick Parker leans over to me and goes, hey, you want to go party? I said, what do you mean party? We'll party in here. He goes, no, I got some blow. You want to go? Want to go party? I said, no. Okay, and I grabbed the girl. I was with some United Airlines flight attendant. I grabbed her and ran. I ran out of this place. I mean, I was, what is he running from? I mean, I was walking very, very, I was dragging this girl out of the place. I drug her out of the place. When he mentioned cocaine, and I smelled the crack on my floor. I realized 1 and 1 equals 2. This guy's doing crack cocaine, the death penalty in China, and he's in my party. And I'm sitting here at a table with him. Let me get the hell out of here. So I went, my paranoid ass went and got in the cab, went to another hotel. I think we had a couple of drinks and we went back. But the bottom line is I stayed away from Rick Parker. Of course, Rick Parker was shot to death by a fighter. I can't remember the fighter's name right now, but Rick had made him take a dive against the aforementioned. I mentioned him in Mark Hour Number One, talking about Mark Gastineau. Remember him, the NFL guy? Mark Gastineau, of course, was a sack exchange. He was like the guy, man. I mean, he had all the chicks. I mean, he was a playboy. He just was, all right? But, of course, I told you about that. He was punch drunk for boxing. He was punch drunk for boxing. And shit, stuff like that happens. Anyway, Mark Gastineau cracked me up. One time, we were in New York City. And we're at an event. Of course, Mark shows up and he's like the king of New York at that point in time. I think it was like the 80s. He was the king of New York at that point in time. He had three chicks on each arm. I kid you not. Three chicks on each arm. That's what a big player Mark Gastineau was in New York City. Of course, he finished 15-2, 15 knockouts. Of course, the two losses. He lost to lost that last fight, a TKO to Alonzo Highsmith, who was a former football player. I think he won a Heisman Trophy. Might have been in line for a Heisman Trophy, but he lost to Tim Anderson. And Tim Anderson, of course, had some history with him. And Tim Anderson didn't want to take a dive. He said he took a dive, but the bottom line is Tim Anderson ended up killing Rick Parker, the aforementioned promoter, of Mark Gastineau. That was a crazy, crazy situation, no doubt about that. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide. Check it, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. Anyway, the first time Mark Gastineau beats this guy, the second time, first time he lost to Mark Gastineau, the second time he got beat by Mark Gastineau. Anyway, bottom line is, he said that Rick Parker threatened him and conned him and didn't pay him his money. You pay somebody to take a dive, they take the dive, you don't pay them, you get shot. You brought that on yourself. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 27 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated, but never duplicated. Of course, last night at the Martial Arts Hall of Fame down there in Long Beach, California, I want to thank Shelley Williams, of course, the First Lady of Boxing. She's the one that got me nominated, inducted, that kind of good stuff. So it was a very... it was a night of celebration, but I don't drink, you know, so that wasn't for me. I mean, it just was as far as drinking is concerned. Everybody had a couple of beers, everybody had a good time, but there were some pretty bad dudes in the house as far as MMA guys are concerned. And this one guy, I remember seeing him on YouTube, and then I saw him in the flesh last night. His name was Johnny Gill, not the singer, not the guy that had that alleged gay affair with Mike Tyson. That's another Johnny Gill. Anyway, world self-defense champion, eighth Dan Bo black belt. And I can't say this. Hapakido, 7th Dan, and Taekwondo. Anyway, the guy's a bad dude. Chai Chi, Defense Fit, Safe Seminars. He teaches all down there at the USA School of Self-Defense.com down there in Long Beach, California. But recently, he's from New Zealand. And we had talked a couple of times, remember, via email or text and that back and forth talking, you know, MMA. And I run into him last night. I was just blown away by that. But he was given an award as well. Now, as far as boxing, let's go back to heavyweight boxing. Of course, heavyweight boxing, it used to be said that he who controls the heavyweight division or the heavyweight championship controls boxing. Well, you know, Ray Robinson sort of changed that to an extent, just to an extent. And then, of course, Ray Leonard and Roberto Duran and Marvin Hagler and Tommy Ahrens, they changed that to a great extent. Of course, they were getting more money than the heavyweight champion of the world back at that point in time when they fought, like, similar events. So bottom line is, he who controls the heavyweight champion really doesn't apply to the world of boxing anymore. Anyway, the American heavyweight that people are high on is 6'4", Jared Anderson. He's 6'4", he's 14-0 with 14 knockouts. But you know, I look at his record, and it's impressive as far as numbers are concerned, especially like the last 8 or 10 fights. But you know, I look at Jeremy, he stopped Jeremy Carpencia. Big deal there. Of course, that was in the second round. That was in 2021. Then he beat an undefeated Vladimir Tyrishkin. That was in Las Vegas, TKO in 2. Oleg, not Oleg Usyk, the belt holder at heavyweight of 3 or 4 belts. Of course, linear champion is, and the WBC title holder is the aforementioned Tyson Fury. But Oleg Tsonko, he beat him. He was 17-1. Beat another guy like Milan Rovakin. He was 24-2. Jerry Forrest, of course, the American journeyman, per se. Then he beat George Arias in the last fight. He was 18-0. But let me tell you, what they're doing is they're going to the Mike Akery School of how to build a fighter. Mike Akery died about 2 years ago, but he was from Erie, Pennsylvania. And I learned more about building a fighter. Not that I had to build a fighter myself, but I learned how a fighter was built by Mike Akery. I mean, Mike had more guys that were undefeated than you could imagine. Undefeated and couldn't lick a stamp. I mean, they couldn't lick a stamp. Mike would, you know, get them, pad up their record, send them like to Oklahoma, maybe to Mexico, places they didn't real strict on athletic commissions. They send them down there and they, you know, get some fights, and then they come back and Mike would put these guys in at 24-0 against Roberto Duran. You say, God, this guy's fighting Duran. He's 24-0. Man, Duran's got a chance. No, that wasn't the way it was. I mean, these guys would like get drilled. They were perfect opponents. They had the perfect record. I mean, because that's how you can sell a fight like that. Even if you beat me 24 times, if you're 24-0, that's going to look good on paper. 24-0, okay, I'm going to watch this fight. Okay, undefeated, of course, that draws. But the bottom line is, I'm not too high on Mr. I don't think Jared Anderson's a guy. I really don't. I think he's a bit, I want to say he's a bit robotic. I just don't know if the heavyweight championship is in his future. I just don't. Of course, he laid 236 pounds for his last, take that back, he weighed 247.5 for his last fight. And, you know, I'm not too big on, I just don't think he's the real deal. I really don't. As far as, you know, the rest of the heavyweights concerned, they ain't too really American heavyweights out there. Of course, we're looking around the pond. Russia's got some fighters going on. This one guy that scares me, he's not from Russia. I think he was from Kazakhstan. He's a monster. He fought in Stockton, California last week. Of course, Stockton, California, what do they call it? What the hell was it? It's like not the garden, not the apricot capital of the world. I can't remember. I'll remember. It'll come to me in a second. Anyway, bottom line is Stockton, California. I was there doing an ESPN fight as a ring announcer, I guess about 20 years ago. And I'm standing in the center of the ring, and the guy from the hometown just got his ass beat. I mean, the guy from Stockton Civic Auditorium, guy got his, I mean, whooped on, like, punt. I mean, just, like, and the crowd wasn't into it at all, because this was a guy. Everybody had bought a ticket to come see this guy fight, but he couldn't fight. You can't make a guy fight. I mean, you can't turn a guy into a fighter if he just doesn't have it, okay? So he couldn't fight. So anyway, he gets knocked out in the first round. So I'm standing there getting ready to announce the time. It's like, hey, time, 2:41, the winner of the first round, and boom, somebody threw a cell phone from the cheap seats upstairs in the Stockton Civic Auditorium. I kid you not, that cell phone, to travel from the balcony to where it hit me, had to travel about 70 or 80 feet, okay? And this is back in the days in the 90s when cell phones looked like bricks, okay? So boom, thing, it knocked me down. I kid you not, it didn't knock me out, but it knocked me down. So anyway, they had to delay the fight. What I'm trying to tell you is that Stockton is, of course, the home of the Diaz brothers, both Nate and Nick Diaz. Remember, MMA would have been on CBS television about 10, 12 years ago had it not been the Diaz brothers. Of course, they had that one fight card on late night on CBS television. They started a riot. They went off and did their thing. The Diaz brothers are notoriously, how can I put this, off the wall? That's a nice way to put it. Of course, the Diaz brothers, Nate Diaz is going to fight Jake Paul. Good luck on that one. Of course, make some money. Both guys will make some money. And people say to me, I got a couple of little texts here that I'm blowing Jake Paul up. I'm not blowing Jake Paul up. I'm just trying to tell you the positive sides of Jake Paul. The positive sides are he can fill an arena. A, how many people could fill an arena with like 15 or 20,000 people in a heartbeat, like in the snap of their fingers? He sells these arenas out in a couple hours. I mean, how can you, come on. And then, as I told you earlier, he pays people. People get paid. When he threw $1 million to the undercard maybe a year and a half ago, $1 million to 10 fighters, to 12 fighters. Think about that. 12 fighters are going to spend $1 million. They probably never made more than $20,000 in their life. Amanda Serrano never made more than 25, and she was a star in boxing. But some of these other guys, you know, they're 4 and 6 round guys, the most they make is maybe a few $100, maybe $1,000, you know, for a 4 round fight, right? So they get a bonus, like an $8,000 or $9,000 bonus from Jake Paul. I think Jake Paul is nothing but positive for boxing. Anyway, this guy that I'm scared of, if I was fighting at 160 pounds right now, this was the guy that I would be looking out for. I kid you not. And I can't say his name, and I just know how to say Zanabek Alamakumi, something like that. Anyway, Alimkhanuly. 14-0, 9 knockouts, coming to us out of Oxnard, California, originally from Kazakhstan. But he beat Stephen Butler a fortnight ago. He knocked out Butler in the second round. Butler came in with a pretty decent record, 32-3, but he left horizontal. I mean, he was butt down twice in the second round, and basically, you know, the fight was over. Down 3 times in the second round, the fight was over. Of course, the three knockdown rule is in California, was in effect, but three times getting drilled, without a doubt, I think this guy is a hidden gem in the world of boxing. They got him training in Oxnard down there, of course, a little under the radar, but now he's got something called the WBO middleweight title, so maybe he could be the guy that ends up challenging Jamal Charlo. Of course, get the Charlo brothers confused because one's at 160 pounds, the other one's at 154 pounds, but when you look at Jamal Charlo, I mean, you know, he's the better of the two, right? But he's been injured. He hasn't fought since, like, when's the last time that guy's fought? It's been like over a year and a half. I kid you not. So when you look at the Charlo brothers, 154 pounder has been more active, but the other brother's supposedly better. Okay, that's right. One's 32-0. Jamal is 32-0. Of course, he is the so-called hitman. I don't know if he's a hitman or not. But according to BoxRec.com, didn't have a very successful amateur career. He was 0-2. Oh. But then again, BoxRec got me down as 0-1. I was 38-14. So when BoxRec has me down as 0-1, they had me losing that fight in Las Vegas to Ernie Chavez in the National Gold Gloves. That's the only fight they had me down as far as the record is concerned. But Jamal Charlo, the 160-pounder, of course, I think he should fight this guy from Kazakhstan. Of course, he wants to fight Canelo Alvarez. Everybody wants to fight Canelo after Canelo looked bad in his last couple of fights. Of course, Canelo looked real bad. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I mean, how bad did Canelo look? Stick a fork in him. I mean, you just can't. I mean, against Triple G, he obviously missed those Joe Frazier left hooks, and Triple G didn't throw any bad punches back at him. I mean, come on, man. Here's an invitation to hit me. You can't get a better invitation than a Joe Frazier left hook missing wildly to punch somebody back, either with a jab or a straight right hand. It's a gift. He was given so many gifts in that fight, I threw down my pencil and a piece of paper out of frustration because I knew that Gennady Golovkin was not in this fight to win with Triple G. Of course, Triple G wants to fight Dmitry Bivol in September. He'll lose to him again. I mean, he can't beat him if he had four hands. If he had four hands, no, he couldn't. Five hands, maybe. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, live on Sports Byline.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're irritating me now.
Get this. Somebody shot me a text. Said they didn't know I did cocaine. I don't do cocaine. I said I did coke last night. Mexican coke. Mexican coke is Coca-Cola. It's with sugar. They don't put high fructose corn syrup. It's called Mexican coke. So, yes, I did do 12 ounces, 3/4 of a pound, I guess, in liquid. Of Coca-Cola last night. It was pretty good. Straight up, I hadn't had a Coke in about a week and a half. Of course, I am a soda freak. I love Pepsi. And, of course, I just am. I've got a problem with it. Anyway, let's go back to the boxing schedule. Of course, next week, got ESPN Plus going, of course, with Luis Alberto Lopez and Michael Conlon. Not too high on that, but it's an IBF featherweight title, 126-pound, going at it for some type of belt. The 27th, of course, Mauricio Lara. Wow, this guy can fight. See, he's a guy that likes to go on the road. He's not afraid to fight anybody. He went over to the UK and fought Lee Wood the last time. He knocked Wood out. They're coming back in this rematch. I think it's a bad move for Lee Wood, considering the way the first fight went. So I wouldn't be taking this fight, but he is. Bottom line is, good luck on that one. May 27th, of course, Lawrence Okoli, the WBO cruiserweight title holder. Of course, he's unbeaten now. Is he a guy at 200 pounds that you need to look at? I don't know. We'll see what happens with him. But also June the 3rd. Take that back. June the 3rd. Clarissa Shields. I'm not high on Clarissa Shields. Just not. She's taking on Hannah Gabriels for the Undisputed World middleweight title. Clarissa Shields, of course, I thought she got beat. And what is she fighting? Yeah, anyway, bottom line is Clarissa Shields, not one of my favorite people. She just has too much ghetto in her. I mean, she has a girl that tries to come off like Mike Tyson on crack. I mean, she's like, I mean, you know, whoa, get back, girl, get back. But anyway, she don't get it. And she thinks that being loud and having an attitude is to her benefit. It's not. Most people despise her. They don't want to see her fight. Because if they do want to see her fight, they want to see her lose. June the 10th, Sonny Edwards and Angel Campos is going to be on the Zone. Of course, that same day on ESPN, the aforementioned Teofimo Lopez, of course, the once-beaten former lightweight champion. Of course, a man that beat the aforementioned Vasily Lomachenko for the title. Of course, he lost twice to George Kambosos. Kambosos lost twice to David Haney. That's why Haney has the World Lightweight Championship that he held on to last night with that atrocious decision. Well, what, 115-113? Two judges had it 115-113, 7-5 in rounds. For Haney, the other judge had 8-4 in rounds for Haney. And get this, Haney's best round was the 10th round. I mean, Haney Haney. Lomachenko's best round was a 10th round. He really dominated that round. Yet Dave Moretti scored that round for the other guy. I mean, what can you do, man? I keep trying to stress this point to you, but you guys just don't know how it feels deep inside when you get screwed in the fight. You never get another chance. Oh, you'll get a rematch. No. You won't get the chance you had that night. And guess what? It happens. A lot of guys get damaged. The aforementioned Jeff Fennec, never the same after that draw with Azuma Nelson. Speaking of Fennec, the WBC gave him a honorary belt for that bad decision. They did give him to him, of course. That was in last year in November at the WBC convention in Acapulco. Acapulco. So anyway, he finally got his belt. Jeff Fennec did, but like 25 or 30 years later. He really got burned bad in that fight. Of course, he says he started drinking. This is what Jeff told me. Jeff was clean. When I said, Jeff, let's have a drink. After the fight with Azuma Nelson, he didn't want to have a drink. So he was clean, okay? Then he went back to Australia, and he says he got introduced to cocaine. He took a couple of hits. Before he knew it, he was doing a lot of blow. And, of course, you know, he lost to Calvin Grove in his last fight, I think, but he just couldn't get it together. He got beat up by Azuma Nelson in the rematch. So Jeff Fennec, he had that moment in the sun, and the boxing establishment, a bad decision, took that away from him, and he was never able to get his groove going again, without a doubt. Of course, Carissa Shields and Hannah Gabriel is going June the 3rd. Josh Taylor, Teofimo Lopez, the 10th. Also on the 10th, the Mexican, 31-0 unbeaten. Of course, talk about Jaime Munguia fighting 160 pounds, taking on Sergio Diachenko. That's going to be a super middleweight fight. Of course, I'm not too high on Munguia because Munguia is a guy that although he's got a lot of fights, he's fought a whole lot of guys that can't fight that much, and he's never really made the step. He's never really said, you know what, I want to fight for the title. I really want to make an impression on somebody. He just hasn't. So Jaime Munguia is a big disappointment, of course, from Tijuana. The 17th, the kid from Texas, the WBC super lightweight champion, Regis Progress will defend. I think they're working on an opponent there as the original guy camped out or fell out. June 17th, Showtime. The kid Tim Zhu, of course, the son of Kostya Zhu, the former world champion from Australia, taking on Carlos Ocampo, defending the WBO interim 154-pound title. And on the 24th, one of the biggest disappointments in boxing history, I think recently, at least in my mind, I mean, the guy was supposed to be like the Mike Tyson, 160 pounds, Edgar Berlanga. Timber got high on Berlanga. He was knocking all these guys in the first round. He was like 16-0 with 16 first-round knockouts. But from that point forward, you know, he hasn't done a whole lot. He really hasn't. He looked like he was about to lose on a couple of different occasions, and he pulled it off. But I'm not high on this guy. Of course, people in the Garden, when you know the Puerto Ricans up there, they love him. They love him in New York City. Of course, he can sell out the Little Garden with ease. I don't know if he can sell out the Big Garden, but he can sell out the Little Garden with ease. June 24th, Showtime's got a card. Carlos Adames and Julian Williams going for the WBC interim title. That's going to be WBC interim middleweight title. Of course, that's the title held by Jermall Charlo. But Jermall Charlo, I just checked his record. He hasn't fought in 2 years. Jermall, the 160-pounder, 32-0 with 22 KOs, has not fought in 2 years, okay? They should strip his ass. Obviously, they're going to, or at least have an interim champion in between. And the 154-pound guy, he hasn't fought in a year. He won a 10-round TKO. Take it back. He KO'd Brian Castano last year, of course, in Carson, California. That was a great fight, of course, May 14, 2022. But he hasn't fought since then. What are the Charlo brothers doing? I mean, they're waiting on Canelo Alvarez? I mean, Canelo's done. I think Canelo's going to try to pick Bivol, and if he loses to Bivol, I think he might have one more sayonara fight and wave goodbye because he can't beat Bivol. He just can't do it. If he had brass knuckles and a chain, he couldn't beat Bivol. He just couldn't. It ain't going to happen. Five hands, four hands, ain't going to happen, okay? The guy's bigger, stronger, faster. Got better technical skills. I mean, Canelo's a guy that started off fighting about 140, 445 pounds to 140, 145 pounds. Now he's fighting at 168 pounds, and he wants to step up, or he did step up to fight Bivol at 175 pounds. When you fight at 168, 175, and get this, you are 145 pounder to begin with. That's a lot of weight to put on. And you don't put weight on. How can I put this? Weight doesn't come naturally in boxing. It just doesn't. I mean, I've seen guys try to lift weights, and a few guys have been successful at that, but you don't move up in weight, and don't move up in weight often to be successful. Of course, Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns, they were the exception to the rules. Marvin Hagler never fought anything but middleweight. I remember Hagler telling me one time, I said, why don't you fight like the super middleweight title? He goes, it's bogus. There's no such thing as a super middleweight division. It's me, and the next guy's light heavyweight. So why don't you step up with light heavyweight? Those guys are too damn big. I said, okay, Marvin Hagler, of course, training at Johnny Taco's gym. In fact, Johnny Taco, I want to thank, Johnny Taco, as far as the Hall of Fame last night, I was looking around the room and Johnny Taco was missing. Of course, he was the owner of the Main Street Gym in Las Vegas, Nevada, a ringside gym, call it what you want, on Main and Charleston Street. But he was a man, of course, he came from St. Louis, Missouri. And of course, originally he was, had some ties with Sonny Liston when Sonny was in the amateurs back in the 1950s. And then when he came to Las Vegas in the late 50s, started his own boxing gym. And Sonny came in now and then, but Sonny Liston died in Las Vegas. Of course, he was being trained by Johnny Taco when he died. I think it was the New Year's Eve 1970. He didn't show up for a party. When they went to look for him the next day, he was stiff as a board, naked, with his underwear down around his ankles. Now, think about this for a second. He's naked, laying on a bed. His underwear is down around his ankles. What do you think's going on? You think he's getting a physical checkup from a doctor? No, I don't think so. There's nobody in the room. I mean, the apartment was locked from the inside. This is one of the greatest mysteries in sports history. Is one of the great mysteries in sports history. How did Sonny Liston die? So it was pretty simple. He came and went at the same time. I mean, take this back. I'm not trying to be graphic or gross or anything like that, but when a guy's got his shorts down around his ankles and the room's locked and the apartment's locked, there's nobody can get in the apartment, so there's no foul play there, and his underwear are down around his ankles, what do you think was going on? I mean, come on, he has some type of cardiac arrest or type of a stroke or something like that. That's how Sonny Liston. That's why I say he came and went at the same time. So I handled that quick text coming there right now. I'm laughing about that. Oh, I didn't give a date on that Jared Anderson fight earlier. That's probably because I'm not high on Jared Anderson. Anyway, that's going to go down July the 1st on ESPN. I don't know where they're selling tickets at. But is the kid the next heavyweight rage for the Americans? I just don't think so. I really don't. Of course, I'm looking forward to the 25th of July. I wanted to go over to Tokyo for the first time when they were announced this fight. I think it was going to go down in May. And I was thinking about buying a ticket. Get this. I was going to buy myself a package to Tokyo, to go to Tokyo and spend 3 or 4 days there, you know, cruise around on the subway, have a good time. Because I've been there before. Of course, I've spent some great time in Tokyo. I remember we had a – anyway, enough of that. Anyway, I thought I was going to Tokyo for the Noah Inouye fight with Stephen Fulton. Of course, it didn't happen. Stephen Fulton is a 122-pound champion. And, of course, Noah Inouye is a 118-pound champion. He's undefeated. Of course, a lot of people think he's the pound-for-pound best boxer in all of boxing. Well, Fulton's a pretty big guy when it comes to size. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And Fulton stands taller than Inouye, and he puts on about 20 pounds after the weigh-in. So he's going to weigh about 142 or 143 pounds after the weigh-in when they step into the ring. So will size matter in that fight? We'll see what happens. July the 25th, that's probably the best fight on ESPN in a long while. July the 8th, will it ever take place? Virgil Ortiz. 18 knockouts out of Texas, right? He's got that blood disease or a blood. I can't remember the name of it right now, but they canceled this fight three times. It's for the WBA, quote, regular title. What's it mean, regular title? Anyway, 147-pound belt. Of course, I thought Virgil Ortiz was a guy that could possibly beat Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford. He could beat everybody. I thought at one point in time, maybe about a year and a half ago, that he could step up and be the guy at 147. He could really be the rage. I mean, 18-0, 18 knockouts. Yeah, he hadn't fought and many Hall of Famers, if any, but the bottom line is he showed good mechanical skills. He showed he was hungry. He thought he had the drive. I mean, there was nothing stopping this kid except this medical issue. And it comes down to cutting weight. He can't cut weight and keep himself normal. So I don't think he'll make 147 pounds come July 8th, where that's going to be the date set on the zone. It'll take place in Texas for a WBA regular welterweight title fight against Elamantis Stenosis. Of course, Stenosis is a good fighter. He can fight without a doubt. But Virgil Ortiz, I thought, I really thought he was cut above the rest. I really did. Anyway, I mentioned earlier, Jake Paul and Nate Diaz. Yeah, the battle of the weed smoker. The weed smoker's going down there to Texas. Something's going to happen down there. Nate Diaz is not going to do this quietly. He's just not. He's going to go down there. He's going to piss off the governor. He's going to call the governor, your son's gay. I mean, he'll say something. He'll say something to the point where he'll alienate the entire athletic commission. I kid you not. He will cause all kinds of problems on there. And that's the way Nate Diaz does it. That's the way the Diaz brothers do it, okay? So he's going to go in there. He's going to cause a big stink. I don't even know if the fight's going to take place. If they drug test him beforehand after he said, you know, in that press conference down there, there's plenty of weed in my system. Of course, weed stays in your system like 30 days, but if you smoke it every day of your life, it probably stays in your system a lot longer than 30 days. But at the end of the day, Jake Paul and Nate Diaz are going to go at 185-pound catch weight August the 5th. Of course, Nate Diaz, a guy that fought at 170 pounds for the most part in the UFC. So he's stepping up and putting on 15 pounds. Of course, he's an old guy. He's sort of, I don't want to say he's punchy, but him and his brother, they show the residual effects of mixed martial arts. They show the residual effects of getting cracked. Okay. And of course they both like to party as well. I'm not trying to say substance abuse is involved, but, you know, the residual effects of MMA, kickboxing, and boxing in general, even the NFL. I told you, you're twice as likely to suffer brain damage in the NFL than you are a boxer. And you're three times more likely to suffer brain damage if you're an MMA guy than you are a boxer. Holy cow. When you're advocating for boxing safety, that's pretty sick, ain't it? Crazy. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studio. Saturday and Sunday, we come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. There's like 1,000 different platforms. But straight up, I want to mention, I want to thank the godfather of Sports Byline. I'm talking about Ron Barr for letting us use that George Foreman interview we had last week. Of course, George Foreman, that movie out, the bio movie, and supposedly hit. I'm not into bio movies, but, you know, some people are. Straight up, I want to thank the godfather, Ron Barr, for that great interview. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When the night has come.
Who is that singing? Who is that? That's Muhammad Ali. He went top 40 with that. Of course, Benny King, formerly of the Drifters, did that song. In fact, the Drifters turned the song down. So Benny King did it on his own. It's a song that he wrote. And of course, Muhammad Ali re-recorded it in 1964, I believe. But that was his foray into the world of music. Now, former UFC heavyweight champion Francis Ngannou, 36 years old. They call him the Predator. I think he's a monster. I think he's the best heavyweight in the world of the mixed world of mixed martial arts. Anyway, he signed a brand new deal with the Professional Fight League. I think this is great. They're going to pay him $1 million per fight. And he's got a 3-fight deal with them, and he gets a cut of the profits as well. That's the way it should go down. Of course, the UFC doesn't do things that way. They offered him a bunch of money, they said, but it wasn't, he didn't want to be a hooker. And I want to tell you, like, because that's what Dana White's fighters are. They're hookers. They're prostitutes, because I take that back. They're low-paid prostitutes. When I say this, I'm not kidding, because I worked as a cop in San Francisco. If I knew pimps, and if they had girls on the street, imagine a girl does a $100 trick, a $100 favor for somebody. You think you're going to give the girl 10 bucks? Is she going to be happy? You think she's going to continue working for you? I don't think so. A fat chance on that one. But in the world of the UFC, you don't have any choice. If you sign with Dana, you're stuck with Dana. Anyway, looks like Ngannou is going to make his debut with the Professional Fight League sometime in 2024. But three fight deal. And, of course, he gets $1 million per fight. And, of course, I think this is great. He's 36 years old. He gave away the UFC 265-pound heavyweight title. And he said, you know, Dana made me a good offer, but I just don't want to be Dana's hoe. That's basically, but I don't want to be a hoe anymore. More power to him. Hey, listen, some guys make moves, and they don't make good on it, okay? And Ngannou, I think, will make good on it, because I don't think there's anybody in the Professional Fight League they can dig up that can beat him, without a doubt. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA for Sunday, May 21st, 2023. Of course, the impeccable one, Bailey Peck, is running the board today. That's why the show went so smooth. I want to thank him for coming in. Check this out. I'm not in the studio today. I'm actually doing this from the house on Skype. And the reason why I'm copying this now is that they had the Beta Breakers race here in San Francisco. I couldn't get near the studio. I couldn't get nowhere near. I'm telling you, there was like 200,000 people, 200,000 people descending on San Francisco for this Beta Breakers foot race. And it was pure havoc, without a doubt. So I want to thank Bailey Peck for getting in there to the studio when I couldn't get there. For without him, the show would not be on the air. So straight up, thank you, Bailey. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We are a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on many of these same stations. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect. My name is Pedro Fernandez.